So here with Pricey, after the 3-0 defeat and the league away to Potters Bar. Pricey, you must be bitterly disappointed. Conceded 12 goals in the last three games. And yet, in my opinion, watching the game, you've been absolutely magnificent and arguably man of the match for the last three games.
Yeah, it's hard to take coming off back of you letting in a lot of goals. Would I change that for a win out of them three games? You'd probably say, yeah, I would have snapped round off for 3 points today and had nothing to do. But as you say, I've had a lot to do, letting a few goals, but I've made saves that I've had to make. I wouldn't say any of them have been outstanding. It's just got to do a job on earth to do.
Just talk me through your thoughts for today. It looked sloppy. It looked like it lacked a little bit of tempo. It looked like the game was flat. Were the lads up for it before? I mean, is it fair to say the game was flat?
Yeah, 1,000,000%. It was so flat. You watch people and they're sluggish. They're not tracking runners. They throw lazy legs. I think you can throw all excuses at us that we've had long journeys, hard games. But to come out today and perform like we did, pretty much the whole game, not just the first half. We were lacklustred. People were coming through us. We weren't winning our 50-50s. And you can have all the talent in the world, but if you're not going to put 100% in and try and win and work hard, then you're never going to get anything out of the game.
And I just spoke to the gaffer, Dave Owen. Obviously, in the interview, he said that, you know, something's changed since that win against Chalfont, which, in his words, felt like three seasons ago. What do you put that down to?
Hard work, graft. I think we've played the Chalfont and won that, and I think when we played later and we won that, and I think a lot of the boys, they're young, they're naive at times. I think they think, oh, we just got to turn up now, play a few games, I think we'll win. But as you know, the Southern Leagues are, if you're not on your game for 90 minutes, you come unstuck, and we found that out the last few weeks. We haven't got the money or the squad to bring in world beaters, so we've got to be the hardest working team, to work hard for the manager, the staff, the rest of the players, people that pay their good money come and watch us, and I just don't think we've done that today. I think we let everyone down.
How does that feel for you? Obviously, you're a senior player, so not only did the club, I would imagine, rely on your ability in goal, being an ex-professional, but they probably rely on you in the dressing room, I would imagine. You say you've got a lot of young lads and you've got that experience and you've got Southern League experience. How do you find managing that yourself?
It's hard work at times. There's only so much positive things you can say to the boys and trying to keep them going. But at the end of the day, the penny has to drop at some stage of the season, and they have to realise what they've got at this club. They need to grab it with both hands and run with it, because they probably wouldn't get the opportunities they would get if there was at your Rushtons, your Roystons, your Egghams, people like that. They probably would be in and around the first team. But here at Fleet, they're playing week in, week out, and I don't think some of the lads are grasping the opportunity.
And we say opportunity, obviously there's an opportunity of another game on Tuesday against Hanwell, who, with the greatest of respect to them, are not flying in the league. They've had an okay start. How are the lads feeling looking at that? Obviously, you've been in the changing room, you've had a bit of a chat there. Are you looking forward to that game? Are you positive going into that game?
That's the bonus about football. There's always another game. There's always another game on a Tuesday for us to put things right. And we've got to start putting things right, because there's only so long that the manager, system manager, staff are going to put their faith in us until they stop the youth team doing well. They bring some of the youth team boys in, the lads that are sitting on the bench, they're going to want to start playing if we're not performing. But yeah, like I said, we've got Tuesday to come. They'll probably come down the Fleet and they'll look at our results the last five games and they'll think they've got a chance. But I know the lads stick together, get around each other, and we put in what the effort and the desire and the technical ability the lads got. If we put that in on Tuesday and it all comes together, then I think we'll have a positive result. And then, like you say, football's a fickle game. Everyone forgets about the last five games and we move on.
Well, look, as I say, disappointment for you today. Congratulations on, in my opinion, your last three performances. And best of luck for Tuesday, and let's hope you get a result.
Cheers, Greggy. Fingers crossed.